Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Phil Perry, in his mailbag, fielded some questions about the trade deadline, and this is what he said. He said, here's my understanding of the situation. The Patriots were willing to trade. They simply weren't going to be so aggressive that they went beyond the prices they felt were reasonable. They set values on players they targeted, like Draymond Jones, who went from Tennessee to Baltimore, and didn't want to veer from those values. Big picture, they're playing the long game. They know they need more young talent on the roster. They know they need to hit in the draft. By stockpiling picks, they feel they've given themselves more opportunities to hit on draft weekend. In my opinion, they're in the mix to host a home playoff game. I think they could have been more aggressive without harming themselves drastically in future drafts. There were several players who were involved in deals for day three picks prior to the deadline, including Jones, who was traded for a conditional fifth, who didn't seem like significant overpays. To be fair, I'm not picking the Patriots to win the Super Bowl right now, but I'd be a proponent also of trying to make as much out of this season as possible. A strong performance down the stretch could provide valuable experience for a young team that will be expected to make a deep run, blah, 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 blah. They could add a piece or two in pursuit of a more fruitful January without submarining their chances to build a sustainable winner. I agree with Phil just about all the way through that. But one thing about that answer that really grinded my gears was the fact that Mike Vrabel had this value and targeted Draymond Jones, who went from the Titans to the Ravens. Now, later on in the mailbag, or maybe it was in this answer, I can't remember. I clipped just a small piece of it. Perry said, oh, no, actually, the Titans were talking to the Patriots. They just couldn't swing a deal. It's not like they weren't willing to do a deal. They were willing to do it. They just couldn't get one done. Right. Right. They didn't want to do a deal with the Patriots. Strunk didn't want to do a deal with the Patriots unless they were really ripping them off. Only do it if you can make them look stupid is probably what she said. Only do it if you can really win this trade. Otherwise, don't even entertain it. And wouldn't you know it, Tony Pollard probably priced out of that. Titans traded some guys away. They didn't trade everyone. They still have Ridley, but they traded Jones and a guy in the secondary whose name escapes me at the moment. So they were open for business. They didn't want to trade with the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, reading that, and I know that they probably targeted other guys, but you know that Vrabel likes his guys, really likes his guys. Wanted Landry, and Landry's been good. I don't have a problem with him bringing Landry over. What I do have a problem with is him targeting his old Titans players, even though that organization wasn't really in the mood to be trading with you at all. It's almost like that should have been enough to say, okay, let's start looking at some of these other teams. Let's start looking at some of these other players. We're not getting anywhere here with Tennessee, but there's plenty of teams moving out there. The Patriots have 4 sixth-round picks, right? I think it's 4. Let me see if I'm exactly right. But I think they have 4 picks in the 6th round. You telling me they need all of them? They need all those picks? I'm sorry. Like, I don't think that that's true. I just don't. They have their own pick in round one, their own in round two, own in round three. They have 2 fourth-round picks. They have 1 fifth-round pick. In the sixth round, they have their own pick. They have a pick from the Vikings, a pick from the Chiefs, and a pick from the Steelers. 4 sixth-round picks and 2 seventh-round picks. So, you're telling me that the path to success here is stockpiling sixth-round picks that you can't trade at the deadline? You know what? 12 total picks? Yeah, I'm talking about in like the later in the latter part of it. Yeah. So in the sixth and seventh round, and that's what I'm talking about here. Or maybe you want to throw in that fifth. Fine, you got 2 fourths. You don't want to touch any of the first three. Okay, don't touch them. But you're telling me you need all 4 of those sixth round picks? Is that what you're telling me? Because guys went for sixth round picks. Guys on your team. That's where you got them from. You have those sixth-round picks because you traded away Kyle Duggar and Keon White and some sevens and got back some six, and you already had 2. So what? You're going to make all those sixth-round picks? Now, in fairness, they're I wouldn't say they're 2 best, but 2 of their best wide receivers this year, sixth-round picks, Kayshon Boutte and Pop Douglas, who were both really unlocking things this season under Josh McDaniels and Drake May. So poo-pooing the power of the sixth-round pick a little bit. Tom Brady, famously a good sixth-round pick. But I will say that if that's the reason why, because they were worried about the future, I mean, you got 12 picks total and 4 sixth-round picks. You don't need all those sixth-round picks. Nobody needs all those sixth-round picks. It's just that's way too many. It's entirely too many. You want to package them together and move up for a fifth or a fourth, something like that, okay. I feel like that doesn't happen very often, and now we're really sort of splitting hairs here. But you couldn't pluck some running back from somewhere with one of those sixth round picks, really? There's no way. There's no deal to be had out there for anybody for a sixth round pick. I have a hard time buying that. And that bothers me. Especially when he was so hyper-focused on ex-Tennessee Titans or current Tennessee Titans that were there when he was coaching the team. You know who was like that? Gerard Mayo. And he ran into trouble with that. Gerard Mayo was out, well, I'm just going to re-sign all my own guys because I don't know anybody else. I have no Rolodex. I'm not going to go out there and try and negotiate with these other teams or bring in players that I don't have an existing relationship with. And you ended up with all the Duggar and Stevenson and all these guys, signed to these contracts. And now Vrabel got rid of almost every single one of them.
Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Right? I mean, that was basically it. Now, that's an exaggeration. Vrabel's not quite there. But you can tell he likes his guys. You can tell his guys are who he's sort of zeroing in on. And I think at the trade deadline, he said, well, if we're going for depth, I want it to be my guys. I don't want to go too far outside my comfort zone here. And that's why you end up with nothing. And that bothers me. That's just that. That's too reminiscent of last year. Too reminiscent of being real insular and not wanting to go outside your own little box. And I understand it's his first year. He wants to have people in the room that he already has some sort of connection with or that he thinks he can connect with. And sometimes you make a trade and that brings a wild card into the locker room. And yeah, sure. I mean, that can be an issue sometimes. Absolutely. No question about it. But we're not talking about 2 first round picks for Sauce Gardner. All right. I'm talking about depth, trading some of those 6th or 7th round picks and getting some depth or maybe getting a running back or whatever. I mean, just that's what I thought should have and could have been on the menu here. And instead,
you get nothing.
Exactly, Willy Wonka. You're just marching along, and you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.